23rd year.
Or in his 23rd year there. So it's been a bit of a dry spell for the Tigers against Garney. And now the kick return team heads out onto the field. And back deep looks like it's for Fremont. It's going to be Brooks Eiler and Caden Ray back there to turn this kick off. And back at about their own 10-yard line. And there's the buzzer as the clock goes to zero. Carney will tee this ball up. Now looks like on the far hash will be Kratzel kicking this one off for the Bearcats. So the officials checking positions. We got the sun shining right into the press box here as we get ready for the kickoff. 0-0 is your score. 12 minutes up on the clock, and here comes the kickoff, and we are underway here from Hayden Field here in Fremont. He's going back to return this one. I think he's going to take it. Nope, it's Caden Ray. That's going to go into the end zone, so that will go for a touchback. First and 10, Tigers at their own 20.
Yep, interesting to see how the Fremont comes out here, what their plan of attack is. Looks like we have Michael Dalton out there at starter, so he's a powerful runner, strong runner, so we'll see if he can get it going on the ground tonight for Fremont.
So first down and 10, Tigers with the ball in the center of the field at their own 20-yard line. Just got this game started. Pistol formation. Dalton with a running back behind him. One wide receiver either way. Takes a snap. Hand off up the middle. Bell runs into a defender and gets driven back, but he'll pick up a yard, maybe two, on the carry.
Yep, brought down on the play by number one, Griffin Novacek, and number zero, Xander Ruling for Kearney Bearcats out there. So the quarterback is also their linebacker, so they have a lot of guys like Fremont that do play both ways.
And they gave them a few, maybe even three, on the carry. It's hard to say where it's actually at. So second down, and we'll call it seven for the Tigers. Same pistol formation, same wide receiver either way. Dalton, ooh, the defenders, defensive backs drop back. Takes a snap, it's a design keeper. Dalton looking for a crease. He's a big body, plows forward, picks out a yard, maybe two. Not a whole lot there, but third down and maybe medium for the Tigers.
Yeah, it looks like he's brought down the play by number 28, Ryan Meyer. 4-yard gain there from Dalton. Or 1-yard gain.
Yeah, so it's going to be third down and about six. Ball on their own 24-yard line. Two runs so far from the Tigers. Shotgun formation this time. Michael Dalton takes a snap. Oh, one hand is handed. Rolls out of the pocket. He's being chased, so there's maybe a hold in the backfield. No call from the official. There's a throw. Tipped down. Yeah, it looks like he was trying to get that one to kind of slow getting up. That might be Ray. Nope, it's number five. That was Aiden Westman was the intended target, but that incompletion will bring up fourth down, and out comes the punt team, and the Tigers go three and out. That's the opposite of what they wanted to have happen on their opening possession.
Yeah, it was good coverage there by number zero, Xander Ruling, for Kearney Bobcats. Bearcats and
there comes the punt. He'll be punting this from his own 10-yard line. Bounces up to him. He's able to get to it. They send four guys. It's blocked. It's into the end zone. And there's only Bearcats there. That's going to be a touchdown on the block punt. And who was that? Was that Reese Bertrand, maybe? I think.
Number eight, Carter Lee, is the one who recovered the ball.
So it's Carter Lee touchdown.
I believe Carter Lee blocked it and recovered it, Isaac, so bad start here for Fremont to get down.
10:26 left to play in the first quarter. So here comes the extra point. Ball's down. Kick is up. It's on its way. It's up, and it's good. 7-0. Kearney strikes first. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At Inspro, INS.com on the web.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz as we get ready to kick this one off again. Tigers trail 7-0 after that block punt for a touchdown for the Bearcats. The Tiger offense is going to get the ball back. As looks like Caden Ray and Eiler back there to return this kickoff back at their own 5-yard line. They were waiting at their own 10 last time we kicked off, which was about a minute and a half ago. And here comes the kickoff by the Bearcats. It's a wobbly kick, and they're going to have to let that one go in the back of the end zone as well. So first down 10, Tigers at their own 20.
All right, well, let's see what they come out and try to do now. It looks like the rushing game was pretty well bottled up on that first possession. See if they stick with it or if they try to go to the air a little bit more on this possession.
So Bell and Dalton each with a carry. And then an incompletion was the three and out on their last series. First down and 10. Ball in the center of the field. Let's see what they draw up this time. Pistol formation. One wide receiver split to the left. And a tight end to the right. And now they're going to move Bell up in front of the formation. Left to right goes the motion. Takes a snap. Dalton gets bottled up and maybe picks up a yard off the right tackle there. Not a whole lot there for the quarterback.
Yeah, just a design quarterback keeper right up the middle. Brought down on the play by number 28, Ryan Meyer by the Kearney Bearcats.
So we'll call that a 2-yard gain for Dalton. Second down and 8. Tigers at their own 22. Shotgun formation, three wide receivers to the left, one to the right, takes a snap, looking to throw, has some time, now gets the pass off, he's got a man, it's caught at the 35-yard line, to the 40, 45, 50, brought down on a huge pass completion to midfield. The Tigers strike big right there as he's able to get that one complete to Charles Richmond.
Yeah, great job by the offensive line, giving Dalton time to throw, and a great throw with touch there by Dalton, just laid it right in there to Charles Richmond. That's a gain of 22 on the play. Sets the ball right exactly at midfield.
That was the first completion for Dalton. Ball right at the 50-yard line. First down and 10. Shotgun set. Three wide receivers to the right this time. They'll hand off up the middle. He's got a little bit of a crease to the 45. Cuts back inside of the 40. Spins around a defender. Gets pulled down to the 36-yard line. Some great play calling here. And plays are starting to work. Brooks Eiler on the carry.
Yep, tackle on the play by number 74, Cole Brandt of Kearney. But another good play there right off the left side of the offensive line. He had nobody touch him for about 7 yards before he finally met a defender.
So first down and 10 at the 37-yard line. Tigers have a little something cooking here. Shotgun formation, trips to the right. Maybe they found a formation they like. Ball in the near hash, takes a snap. Hand off into the pile. Up in the backfield, stays on his feet, is dragged down to the 35-yard line. So a gain of maybe 2. Eiler once again on the carry.
Yeah, brought down again on the play by Cole Brandt. Looked like Eiler just kind of tripped there after he got the ball and slowed him up and let the defender catch him.
Yeah, they'll get him out to the 36, so they're going to say Eiler got a yard. So he's up to 14 yards so far on 2 carries. Second down and 9 for the Tigers. Ball on the near hash as they move from right to left as we look down onto the field. 8 minutes to play in the opening quarter, trailing by 7. Shotgun set. Dalton takes his time on the cadence, then finally calls for the ball. He's going to keep it, rolls to his right, and flags come flying in. Let's take a look at what this one's going to be.
Yeah, it looked like the right side of the line maybe stood up and got a little bit of a head start there. Yep. Yeah, then it is a false start.
So it'll back him up 5 yards. 41-yard line. So from the 36 out to the 41. Tigers staying in their huddle here for a little bit. Second down and 14 from the 41, but on the Kearney side of the field. Shotgun set, takes a snap, they're going to pass. Four-man rush, has some time. Throws into double coverage, tipped up and incomplete, so it's probably a good thing that was just an incompletion.
Yeah, that was broken up on the play by number 8, Carter Lee for Kearney. But, yeah, he had a lot of time to throw that ball, but looking down the field there, Kearney had all the receivers pretty covered up. He really didn't have anywhere to go with the ball.
So third down and long, third and 14 now for the Tigers as they check to the sideline for the play. Now he tells his team. And they'll break their huddle and come out over the football. Third and long right here for the Tigers. See if someone can make a play here. Ball in the 41 of Kearney. Motion from left to right. Goes Westman. Takes the snap. He'll roll to the right side. Good protection up front. Has some time. Looking downfield. Throws complete. But maybe got about two-thirds of what he needs to. He's able to get it to Charlie Richmond. But they're going to be well short of the sticks.
Yeah, there's another rollout play. So kind of just kind of limit your reads to one side of the field. But good there, play there by Charles Richmond to make the catch. But just a little bit short.
Yeah, looks like they're going to put him at the 31-yard line. So a gain of 10 on the completion. Fourth and four, the offense, they might be staying out there. Fourth and four, here comes the offense. Down 7-0 here midway through the first quarter. Tigers think they have a play that's going to work. Three wide receivers to the left. We've seen this trips formation before, and they've had some success with it early. Shotgun set. Dalton looking at three down defensive linemen. They've rushed a linebacker, so four guys coming after. Makes it.
Oh.
Throw incomplete. He had it in his hands. Charlie Richmond with a chance for the first down, just couldn't hang on to it. And that's going to be a turnover on downs.
Yeah, I think he lost the ball in the sun there, Isaac. As the ball got to him, he kind of flinched back like he wasn't expecting the ball. So I think maybe he lost that one in the sun and makes it hard to catch.
Yep. So turnover on downs. Kearney gets the ball back at their own 31-yard line. First down and 10. Kearney leading 7-0, but that 7 points came on a blocked punt, so we haven't seen their offense yet. We've seen it for the first time right now. Motion from left to right. It's a shotgun set. Three wide receivers now to the wide side of the formation. It's going to be a handoff. Trying to get around the corner. He's got some speed. Jumps over a defender out to the 41-yard line. Picked up about 10 yards. But that's Abel Molina on the carry.
Brought down on the play by number 7, Charles Richmond. Fremont. Kind of got his arm out there in front of him and catapulted him down to the ground.
So first down and 10 from their own 41-yard line. Leading 7-0. Kearney comes out over the football. Tigers with three down defensive linemen. Shotgun set. Trips to the left for Kearney. One running back on his left. Put a man in motion across the formation. It's rooting all the way across. There's a quick pass.
Oh.
It almost intercepted. Richmond again had a chance to pick that one off. He dove in front of it but didn't hang on to it.
Yeah, great job there. Great break on the ball there by Richmond. And almost had a big play for Fremont. That would have really turned some things around and maybe been the spark that they needed to switch the momentum of the game there.
Second down and 10, ball at the 41-yard line. Just under 7 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Kearney leading 7-0. I formation this time. Hands off to the second back in the pile. He gets upended, and then a guy falls on him. So Molina again on the carry, but doesn't get much. Probably falls forward for a yard or two.
Yeah, tackled by 34, Max Cooper for Fremont. Got in there and got him up in the air. And that's twice we've seen Kearney's running back, Carter Lee, go up into the air and jump down with a big splash.
So third down and long. The Tiger defense with a chance to get off the field here with 6:22 left to play in the opening quarter. Trailing 7-0 here. Kearney again scoring on that blocked punt. Shotgun formation, trips to the left. Surveys his offense here. Tigers showing lift. They bring one guy. And they bring a couple other more. It's a long bomb. One-on-one coverage. Incomplete. Hit him in the hands. He kind of had to spin around to try to get to it. Can't hang on to it. I think that was maybe Carter Lee going down the field on the incompletion.
Yeah, good coverage there by Caden Ray of Fremont on that. And maybe something the refs might want to keep an eye on there. It looked like a little bit of a push-off there by Carter Lee right before the ball got there. So no call this time, but something to maybe keep our eye on later in the game.
So here comes the punt formation from the Bearcats. Two guys back deep to return this for the Tigers back to their own 20-yard line. There's the punt, gets it away. Tigers have to back up to catch this one about the 8-yard line. Changes direction, makes one guy miss, spins into the lane, and then it gets hit pretty solidly. Good return there, though, for the Tigers as Brooks Eiler makes a couple guys miss before getting tackled at about the 18-yard line.
Yeah, brought down on the play by number 54, Baker Bertrand, for the Bearcats. But great return there. He was pinned in there on the sideline, made a few guys miss, and got upfield and made any yards that he could.
We have just been having nonstop football since about for the last maybe 5 minutes. where we haven't had a break. They've just continued to go. We've tried for it on fourth down, and we've just kept it right here. So either of these teams using timeouts or having breaks here, so they're just going right after it here. Tigers trail by 7, first and 10 at their own 18. Pistol formation. It's still Michael Dalton. Motion from left to right. Who makes a couple guys jump. He goes way across. There's the flags. Let's see what the call is from the officials.
Both guys threw the flag, and we got a offsides.
So we'll get 5 on that one. So first down and 5. The Tigers march forward with the official. Out to the 23-yard line.
Like Fremont staying with the same play that they had called.
Yep, pistol formation. And it looks like they're going to move Max Cooper back to a spot, and then he motions out of there. Here comes the block. He follows in behind him, steps inside. Bell trying to power rush forward. He'll be tackled at about the 27-yard line. So pick up about maybe 3, maybe 4 yards on the carry.
Good strong run there by Bell. Brought down the play by number 10, Maddox Miller for the Bearcats.
So Bell hasn't touched the ball since the opening play of the ball game. As he gets out to the 27-yard line. So gain of 4 on the carry. Second down and short for the Tigers. Pistol formation once again. Dalton with a running back behind him. Puts man in motion, hands off. And around the outside, Brooks Eiler looking for a crease. He's going to have the first down. Needed one, got 2.
Good strong run there and good second effort by Eiler to get the first down. Didn't look like he was going to make it initially, but got it on second effort. This is brought down on the play by number 28, Ryan Meyer of the Bearcats.
Eiler gains 3 yards there, so he's up to 17 yards on 3 carries. Under 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Tigers trail. 7-0 here, but a fresh set of downs. Tigers at their own 30-yard line. Pistol formation once again. Takes a snap. Design keeper for Dalton. Chased down from behind. That is not good. Back at about the 28-yard line. Dalton got tackled behind. I don't know if someone missed a block on that side or if he just got to outrun that far side defensive end.
Yeah, that was number 44, Sawyer Schleicke for the Bearcats. And I think he just came free and just ran Dalton down from the backside. It was a very slow developing play.
So second down and 12. Tigers going the wrong direction here. So they've got a little bit of breathing room after the punt from Kearney. 7-0, Kearney with the lead. 4:09 left to play in the opening quarter. Shotgun formation, 4 wide receivers, 2 either way for Michael Dalton. He'll put a man in motion from right to left. Into the backfield comes Caden Ray. Oh, Dalton in trouble. He's running, tucks the ball, runs forward, and maybe loses a yard on the quarterback scramble. And that's another loss. I think he's going to lose 1 yard as he was just trying to get away from all those defenders.
Yeah, sacked on the play by number 54, Baker Bertrand. He tried to pull it down and run, but Bertrand was right there, and Dalton had heavy pressure all around him on that play.
So third down and 13, Tigers at their own 27-yard line. Trips right. Have had some success with this formation. Shotgun set, showing blitz. They bring some heat. Dalton's going to have to get rid of it, and he doesn't. He just covers up and gets brought down inside the 20 to maybe the 19-yard line. Dalton, that's 3 straight plays for losses for Michael Dalton.
Yeah, tackle on the play by number 44, Sawyer Schleicke of Kearney. And Dalton just had no time. He had a guy streaking right down the middle of the field that was wide open. He could have got that ball away. That would have been a big game for Fremont.
So 6-yard loss, and the punt team has to come out for Fremont with 2:52 to play here in the first quarter. There's
their coming after it again.
Yeah. Ooh, flex flying. And it's it's false start against the Tigers.
Second false start of the game. Fremont, that'll back them up 5 and make this even more difficult.
This drive started on their own 18-yard line, and after getting a first down, they're actually 2 yards behind that. 2:45 left to play in the first quarter. Punt formation once again. One guy back deep to return it for Kearney. He's back at his own 48-yard line to return this punt. There's a snap. Nope. Coming after him again. He's able to get this punt off. It's a wobbler. Makes the catch at the Tiger 48 up to the 45. Makes the guy miss down to the 40. Getting to the sideline. 35 brought down at about the 32-yard line. So a good return there. That was Xander Ruling on the return.
Brought down on the play by number 12, Ethan Siza for Fremont. But Kearney is set up good at the 34-yard line of Fremont. So another short field for the Kearney Bearcats here.
So first down and 10. Kearney at the Fremont 34-yard line. Leading 7-0, 2:29 to play. Ball in the near hash as they move from left to right. Looking down the field, shotgun set. Two wide receivers either way. Puts a man in motion from right to left. That's Ruling. Takes a snap. He's running to his left. Novacek looking for some space. Finds it. Tucks it up down the center of the field. He'll pick up about 8 yards or so on the quarterback keeper. He calls his own number that time.
Yeah, just an option play. He turned it upfield and brought down on the play by number 34, Max Cooper for Fremont.
6 yard game. Second down and 4 for the Bearcats. Kearney leading 7-0 here as we get ready to close out the first quarter. Tigers have had some successes. They've also stopped them on their first offensive series. But this one looks pretty dangerous. Second down and about 4. Shotgun set. Motion from right to left. Goes Ruling. Novacek takes a snap. He's run to his left. He's going to toss it over that way. And he gives it to the speedster who has the first down, has the sideline before being ushered out of bounds. He'll pick up about 15 or so on the carry. But Abel Molina with a big run right there.
Yeah, push out of bounds on the play by number 15, Ryan Dix for Fremont.
A minute 37 to play here in the first quarter. They're going to spot the ball, it looks like, just inside the 15, so maybe the 14-yard line. First down and 10. Kearney getting close to the end zone here. They lead 7-0, looking to add to it. Shotgun formation. Novacek with one running back to his right. Ball in the far hash. Puts a man in motion. Now everybody's to the right. Takes the snap, runs that way, tossing over to Molina again. Molina loses it. It's on the turf. Someone get it. There we go. Fremont's got it. Diving on top of that one was Charlie Richmond.
Very fortunate turn of events there.
That was big.
Yes, they had a wall of blockers out in front of him. It looked like he was going to walk into the end zone. He drops the ball. Great job there by Charles Richmond of Fremont to recover that ball and Fremont staying in it.
So that's what we talked about before, is making those big plays. You just need someone to step up, and he did just that. And now the Tigers, with a minute 31 to work with here in the opening quarter, ball at their own 20-yard line. Takes a snap, hands it off, looking for some space.
Got the corner.
Got the corner. He's down the sideline. He's pushed forward. He is going to go out of bounds. Wow, that looked like it was maybe going to be big, but Brooks Eiler with a big run on first down.
Yeah, he just tiptoed along that sideline there. Was waiting for that whistle, but he got going straight and got a good gain on that before being pushed out of bounds by Ryan Meyer, Kearney.
Yeah, they're going to put it at the 32-yard line, so a 12-yard gain for Eiler. Now the Tigers with a fresh set of downs. That's, I think that's just their first, or excuse me, their second first down of the quarter. Trailing 7-0, 1:24 to play. Shotgun formation for wide receiver.
Oh,
the snap, and no one was ready for it. Oh, and he has to dive on it.
Big loss.
To shoot yourself in the foot is not what we wanted to do there.
Yeah, Dalton wasn't even looking for the snap. He was still facing the center when Brooks Eiler was chasing the ball back behind the formation to recover the fumble. So Dalton didn't even know the ball had been snapped yet.
He was not expecting the ball. Yeah, that's way back at the 15-yard line. So, I mean, technically that's a 17-yard loss. Does Eiler get the loss?
I don't think so.
Not on my stats, he's not getting that.
Brooks Eiler will argue.
He saved the
yeah.
the fumble there. Takes a snap.
Oh, another
fumble in the backfield.
Barney's on
it. Last time he lost it totally. He was trying to hand that one off to Devarius Bell. And another miscue. A turnover will give it back to the Bearcats. Right when you had something that looked like it was working, you shoot yourself in the foot. And the Tigers.
Two bad plays right in a row. And number 6, Reese Bertrand of Kearney, recovered the fumble. And sets Kearney up with 38 seconds to go in the quarter at the Fremont. Looks like it's at about the 10-yard line.
Yeah. Oh, that hurt. First down and goal from the 10. They don't have the chain gain out there, so the majority of the football must be past that 10-yard line. Ball toward the center of the field. First down and goal. Here come the Bearcats leading 7-0. Shotgun formation. Takes a snap, hands off Molina left side.
Oh,
nice little side step as he heads into the end zone. Touchdown with 33 seconds to play in the half. Kearney strikes again, and here comes the extra point.
It's a run like, straight up the middle. He made a great move on the linebackers and dove into the end zone for 6 points.
32.5 seconds on the clock, and someone coming on late here for the Bearcats. Kratzel to kick this one off for the extra point. There's the snap. There's the kick. End over end, and it's good. 14-0. We'll take a 60-second break with Kearney leading Fremont 14-0. You're listening to the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Sid Dillon Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac and Mazda in Fremont is the place for your next new vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. We have the selection for you, and buying your vehicle is easy. Whether you shop online or at our dealerships, however you choose, our dedicated team is ready to help you. Visit Sid Dillon in Fremont or shop our entire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles online at SidDillon.com.
You are what drives us, Sid Dillon.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz. 32 seconds left to play here in the opening quarter, which finds Kearney leading 14-0. Tigers getting ready to get the ball back. Two guys back deep to return this kickoff back at their 5-yard line. Eiler Brooks back there to return this with Zavarius Bell. And they're going to go to the touchback. They're both going to watch that one go past into the end zone. The sun beginning to set there behind the YMCA here at Heaton Field, but Tigers just need to get something going. They've had flashes of some great plays, but you got to keep it going.
Yeah, they've had some flashes of great plays, but then they're just so inconsistent right now. They have one good play, two bad plays in a row. We've seen that happen on a couple drives where they get something going, and then all of a sudden they've lost 17 yards on two consecutive plays.
32 seconds left to play here in the first quarter, trailing 14-0, Tigers with the ball. Three wide receivers to the left, shotgun set. Takes a snap, Bell into the right side, nothing there. Spins past the defender, but doesn't get past and gets dragged down. And they're going to say gets back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the carry.
Brought down the play by 54, Baker Bertrand on the play. Good solo tackle there in an open space. Got his arms on Bell and threw him down to the ground. No gain on the play.
9-8-7. Let's see if the Tigers try to get one more playoff. They don't have to here. They may just let the Tigers, or may let the first quarter come to an end. They will. 14-0. Kearney with the lead over Fremont. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of the second quarter. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 7 or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 7 or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Keel's Barbershop, for the best haircut in town, go to Keel's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs, almost 20 years strong. Call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont. Enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont. Juice for the journey.
And welcome back. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz. 12 minutes up on the clock as we get ready for quarter number two here at Memorial Stadium with Heaton Field. The sun setting in the distance as the Tigers trail 14-0 to Kearney. It is Fremont football as we get back to the action. Second down and 10 for the Tigers. Motion from left to right. Ball on their own 20-yard line. Takes a snap. Design quarterback keeper. He's got some blockers out in front. Cuts it up inside. Picks up about 2, maybe 3 yards on the quarterback keeper.
Brought down on the play by number 59 for Kearney. That is Gunnar DeMille.
So they're going to say it gets out to the 22-yard line. So gain of 2 for Michael Dalton.
Ball on their own 22-yard line.
Third down and 8. So another third down and long for Fremont as we get the second quarter started here. Shotgun formation. 3 wide receivers to the short side of the field. The ball is on the near hash. And he's got the 3 wide receivers on that short side. Takes a snap. Looks that way. Throws quick underneath. And it gets intercepted. It's 25, 20, 10, 5. All the way home on the interception.
18, Caleb Larson of Kearney was standing right there. Didn't even have to move. The ball came straight to him. And he took it right in for the touchdown, for the 24-yard touchdown.
He saw that one coming.
30-yard interception returned by number 22, Eli Randolph.
11:08 left to play in the half. And, here comes Kratzel. Here comes the extra point. 20-0, Kearney with the lead. Here comes the extra point. There's the snap. Kick is on its way. End over end. It's up and good. 21-0, Kearney with the lead. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Fremont Public Schools is proud to be a sponsor of local sports. We are a Class A district serving a growing and diverse community from preschool to 12th grade while retaining an atmosphere one would expect in a small town like ours. Whether you are new to the community or your child has previously attended here, we extend our sincerest of welcomes to Fremont Public Schools. At Fremont Public Schools, we educate. We're taking this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Nebraska Medical. They are the leading provider in medical supplies in the Midwest, specializing in durable medical equipment, wound care, urology, and respiratory care. Quality dry cleaning, offering professional spot removal, environmentally safe wet cleaning, and dry cleaning service that is courteous and prompt. They launder, press, and tailor so you don't have to. Call 727-1400. And Fremont Builder Supply, the locally owned lumberyard, operated by the people who live next door, serving the area since 1976.
Back to 11:08, left to play here in the first half. 21-0, Kearney with the lead. Tigers getting ready to return this kickoff. There's a high end over end kick running in front of that. Looks like it's going to be Brooks Eiler, who's finally going to be able to return one of these. Makes a couple guys miss. Gets to the sideline. Gets chased down from behind and tackled at about the 21-yard line. First down and 10 for the Tigers.
Brought down the play by number 10, Maddox Miller for Kearney. And number 28, Ryan Meyer.
So here comes an offense that's made some mistakes, but at the same time has made some big plays. If they can just turn mistakes into small good plays, they'll be in a good spot here. It's the mistake that killed them.
Yeah, and they've been very big mistakes that have cost them points. So you clean it up here a little bit and take those big plays and flip the field here.
First down and 10 at their own 21. There's a snap, handoff into the pile, and not a whole lot there. And that's Bohaboy in there at quarterback, but Bell on the carry doesn't get much.
Yeah, brought down by number 6, Reese Bertrand for the Bearcats.
So 1 yard, second down and 9. Oh, yeah, it's back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, no gain on the play.
Bell with just 7 yards so far in this one on 3 carries. Shotgun formation, Bohaboy in there, quarterback, second down and 10. Aiden takes a snap, drops straight back, looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket, throws a bullet right to the first down marker. It is complete to Richmond.
And Fremont standing right there is a flag right at the line of scrimmage.
So
Fremont is walking backwards.
That's not a good sign. The chain game picked up the chain, though. Might be against Kearney. Well, they're still.
They walked the ball back.
Yep.
Holding.
Oh.
That's Fremont's third penalty of the night. They have three penalties for 20 yards so far. That's a big one. That was a first down throw that is negated on the play.
Yeah.
All the way down to the 11.
So it was a 10-yard penalty. To play here in the half. Second down and about 20. Boho Boy stays out there at quarterback. He's got two wide receivers to his left. One running back in the backfield with him. That's Bell. And they're taking their time. The officials, that is. Now they finally blow the whistle and we can run a play here. Tigers at their own 11. Second down and 20. Boho Boy takes a snap, drops back. Has a little bit of time, releases, and overthrows his intended target, trying to get that one to Devarius Bell out of the backfield, but that one falls incomplete. Third down at 20.
Yeah, he was under a lot of pressure there. Got hit as he threw the ball, hit by number 74, Cole Brandt of the Bearcats, so made the ball flutter and go over the intended receiver's head.
Third and long. There's just not a lot of plays in the playbook that are for third and 20. 10:04 left to play here in the half. Ball on the near hash as the Tigers move from left to right, and a shadow begins to creep across the width of the field here. Two wide receivers to left, same formation for Boho Boy. Bearcats blitz a couple guys, a handoff underneath.
Good move.
To Bell, he slips a tackle and tries to sidestep some defenders. Gets good yardage, out to about the 16-yard line, but not nearly what they needed, and out comes the punt team.
Yeah, tackle on the play by number 10, Maddox Miller for Kearney. And he worked awfully hard to get, was it about 5 yards on the play?
Yep. Fourth and 15, punting this one away from just a step outside of his end zone. Here's Ryan Dix.
Needs to have a big punt here. It'd be nice if Fremont could flip the field for once and quit playing on this end.
There's the punt. It's a nice punt.
Caught it about
taking it about the 45 to the 50, to Tiger territory of the 45. Runs into a pile of defenders and pops through the other side. Good run there, though, for Xander Ruling.
Yeah, good return on the play. Tackled by number 81 of Fremont. That is Ethan Peterson. But again, Isaac Kearney starting on Fremont side of the field, which they've played the whole game on this side of the field.
9:15 to play in the half. 21-0. Kearney with the lead. And the ball at the Fremont 38-yard line. Ball on the near hash as the Bearcats move from right to left looking down onto the field. They'll come out over the football. Bearcats with the blue pants, white jerseys, white helmets. Shotgun set. Two wide receivers split to the wide side. They'll move the tight end to that side as well.
Oh,
Novacek takes a snap, and flags come flying everywhere.
Left tackle for Kearney, number 51. That is Bryce Anderson. Started moving before everybody else.
And that'll back him up. Now the officials trying to get this ball spot in the right spot. They're 1 yard shy where needed.
There we go.
Let's make sure we get the right amount of yardage to get the right teams here. 9:15 to play here in the half. Alongside Adam Fritz, I am Isaac Payton. Thanks for tuning in here for this one. We got the halftime report coming up here in a little bit. Of course, the post-game show after the game. And now here come the Kearney Bearcats. Looking at a 1st and 15 from the Tiger 43, leading 21-0. Shotgun set. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff, looking to throw. The defender was right in his face, and he overthrows his intended target right down the center of the field to Bo Scala, the tight end coming across. He's a big target, too. He's a 6'5", 212-pound senior, and he just overthrew him, but there was a Tiger barreling down on Novacek.
Yeah, good coverage, too, on the play by Fremont, number 2, Landon Sherman, and number 15, Ryan Dix.
So second down and 15. I mean, really, the Tiger defense has only allowed one touchdown.
Yeah.
9:10 left to play in the half. Kearney scoring on a punt block and an interception.
takes a snap, hands off into the pile.
Sidesteps
the outside.
Come on, you got to call that.
Doesn't get. Oh, he does. Good stuff at the 40. He'll gain about 2 yards or so on the carry, but that was Eli Randolph. Yeah, we haven't heard his name a lot, but he'll pick up about a yard maybe on the carry, maybe two.
Yeah, good tackle there on the play by 21 Caden Ray, number 2 Landon Sherman. Looked like he might slip away there, and good solid tackle there right along the sideline.
Yeah, Tigers doing a good job of stringing that one out. It looked like he was going to just take off. He kept being in the open field, but the Tigers kept closing that down. He was trying to make his decision of which way to move laterally and never really got downfield. Third down and 11. The Tiger defense with a chance to get off the field here with 8.5 to play in the first half. Motion from left to right. Shotgun set for the Bearcats. Novacek takes a snap, fakes the handoff. Rolls to his right. Has lots of time now. He's being flushed from the pocket. Running to his right. In trouble. Throws across his body.
Ooh,
into the center of the field. Incomplete. Great coverage downfield. Great pursuit in the backfield. That was good team defense there for the Tigers.
Yeah, almost intercepted on the play by number 15, Ryan Dix. Looked like Novacek did the big no-no. Rolled to his right and tried to throw back across his body to the middle of the field. It almost cost him as Ryan Dix got his hands on the ball.
That is dangerous. Fourth and 11. Ball at the Tiger 39-yard line. 8:15 to play here in the first half. Kearney with the lead, 21-0.
They going for it? They are.
They're checking to the sideline.
Novacek's jogging back into the huddle. Looks like they're going to go for it.
They're going to go for it here. Pooch shotgun set, and they might be out of time. 2-1 on the play clock. They maybe took too long to decide to go for it here. Well, I believe that's a timeout down on the field. 21-0. Kearney using their first timeout, leading 21-0. 8:15 to play in the half. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 to 1340 KHUB.
Right chiropractic care can play an important part in your overall health. Dr. Troy Brainerd at Brainerd Chiropractic can help you develop a plan that will work for you. He sees people of all ages this time of year who may have just started working out again, or maybe you were working in the garden, or moving a heavy box and tweaked your back. Brainerd Chiropractic can help you stay young and healthy with the right chiropractic care and a stretching program that will work. Call 727-8668 today or stop in to 1410 North Bell. Brainerd Chiropractic.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At InsproINS.com on the web.
We are back. The Kearney Bearcats tried to punt it and still ended up with a decent punt. The Tigers with another opportunity that they blew. Welcome back. I am Isaac Pate alongside Adam Fritz. 7:59 to play in the half. Kearney leading 21-0. But on fourth down, the punt was almost a disaster for the Bearcats.
Went over the punter's head, went to the Bearcat 30-yard line, and the punter picked up the ball and punted it. And got it down to the Fremont 23-yard line.
So first down and 10. Tigers at their own 23-yard line. Pistol formation, takes a snap from the near hash. Bohaboy in there, looking downfield. It's a screen pass. It's complete. But
oh,
the first
wow.
guy gets there, had a handful of jersey, and pulls it down at the 21-yard line. That was Eiler on the reception.
Eiler's getting up slow. He got slammed down to the ground by number 44. That's Sawyer Schleicke. He's a 6'3", 221-pound junior linebacker, and he just got a handful of jersey and threw Eiler down.
So 1 yard loss down to the 22-yard line. So second down and 11 for the Tigers. It was the right play call idea, but it just took one defender to blow that up. Second down and long. Shotgun set. Bohaboy with one running back to his left. They're showing blitz. They come after him. Hand off inside. Get inside that seam. He'll have a decent return there. Bell on the carry. Gets out to about the 28-yard line.
Yeah, tackle on the play by number 18. That's Caleb Larson for the Bearcats.
So the Tigers out to their own 27-yard line. So we'll give them 5 yards on the run for Bell. But third and long. It's about third, and we'll call it six.
Mm-hmm.
Shotgun set. 6.5 minutes to play in the half. Lohoboy with one running back to his left. Puts a man in motion from right to left. That's Aiden Westman. Takes a snap, rolls to his left. Decent protection in trouble.
Oh,
gets hit right as he threw the ball. And that's a big hit on Lohoboy. He's slow to get up. He's helped to his feet by his teammates, but he took a shot there. Incomplete pass will bring up fourth and long, and out comes the punt team.
Yeah, that was 44, Sawyer Schleicke again. Another big hit by Schleicke of the Bearcats. That's two big hits on this drive, and he got Lohoboy just as he was trying to throw the ball and put him right back on his shoulders onto the ground.
And finished it, too. He kind of landed right on
it.
6:26 left to play in the half. Here comes the punt team for the Tigers. Ryan Dix gets a good snap. Gets the punt away. That's a beauty of a punt. Way back at the 30-yard line to return it. Gets a good block.
Oh,
heads to the center of the field. Has a huge hole.
Blindside.
Another flag comes in. There's, I think, two different flags as he falls forward to the Fremont 42-yard line. What a big return there. But there were some big hits on that one. Ruling on the return. The officials still blowing their whistle. They just stopped. They might have several penalties.
Yeah, there are multiple flags. I saw one ref replace a second flag. Let's see if there's a third one for something, some extracurriculars after the play.
6:14 left to play in the half.
One is a blindside block for sure. I did see that one, and the flag did come out right at the feet. And they are walking backwards here.
A couple of big penalties there. 6:14 to play.
I think
in
that's
the
a
half.
Blindside block. That's all they called. One penalty.
So one personal foul. Maybe they just had a hard time getting the flag out. 21-0 if you're just joining us. Connie with the lead and now the ball. And after the penalty, they're still walking off the yardage there. They're going to be at their own. He just moved another yard. Set the ball down, and then he just took it from like behind himself and moved it back another yard. So they're just going to eyeball this down to about the 32-yard line, we'll call it. First down and 10 for Kearney, leading 21-0. Midway through the second quarter here, shotgun set. Takes the snap, hands off. Into the middle and out the other side. Now heading to the far sideline up to the 40, has the first down, gets pushed forward to the 45-yard line. So a run of about 13. That time it was Randolph on the carry.
Tackled by number 2, Landon Sherman, and number 15, Ryan Dix of Fremont.
Kearney leading 21-0 here. But again, they're only scored once with their offense. The Tiger defense has been able to, for the most part, keep them at bay here. First and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Shotgun set, two wide receivers to the left and one to the right. Novacek takes a snap, hands off Molina, looking for a hole. He looked like he was going to be stopped, but then jumps forward and picks up about 4 yards on the carry. It looked like he was going to get stopped for no gain.
Yeah, and he kind of jumped out the other side there, but got taken down by number 53, Preston Wagner of Fremont.
5:30 now left to play here in the half. Kearney in no hurry as they remain huddled up, and then quarterback comes in with the play. As they break the huddle and come out over the football, 15 on the play clock. Second down and 7 from their own 48-yard line. Shotgun set, two wide receivers to the left and one to the right. Novacek takes a snap, takes a handoff, looking to throw. Down
got a guy.
Middle and incomplete, intending for ruling down the seam, and he had a step, but that ball flew past everybody, and that's just a big incompletion.
Yep, he was running by himself. Ryan Dix trailing behind, but throw would have been on the money. That would have been 6 points.
So the Tigers get away with one there, and that's going to bring up third and long. Another chance to get a stop here for the Tiger defense.
And the sun is setting behind the YMCA, which is lovely right now.
Yeah, now we can finally see the field, which is really helpful. Third down and long for the Bearcats. Tiger defense, 3 down linemen. Shotgun set, 3 wide receivers, 2 to the left. Ruling goes in motion to the right. Novacek takes a snap, fakes a handoff, but no one's there. They're coming after him. The screen, and it's nipped and dropped immediately. Great pursuit by the Tigers. He'll lose a yard on the completion. Randolph with nowhere to go.
Big hit there by number 13, Michael Dalton. Came up from his linebacker spot, sniffed out that screen, and it's going to get Fremont's offense the ball back with almost a little over 4 minutes to go here. Almost 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, 21-0. Kearney with the lead. 2 guys back deep to return this punt for the Tigers. Eiler back there with Ray. They're waiting for this punt at their own 20-yard line. There's the snap. It's a hard snap. He's going to get to that one. Officials are going to stop this one and blow it dead.
Man, he launched that ball.
So it looks like it's going to be against Carney.
Yep, got a false start.
4:29 left to play in the half. Tigers trailing 21-0. But Fremont, all three of their timeouts. They've had some success. They've had a couple big plays on offense, but they haven't really been able to put together a drive.
See where they end up getting the ball here. His punter's been blasting the ball tonight.
With Eiler and Ray back there, they have maybe a good chance of having just a big return here. There's the snap. And he's able to get this punt away.
Ooh, bad punt.
That kind of
went out of bounds. Let's see where they mark this.
Yeah, it's going to be depend on what the official saw.
It's like at about the...
He's walking back.
30.
Hit the 40, yeah.
He ran all the way to the 30 and then came back.
Yeah. This officiating crew, I think he's just eyeballing some stuff. So ball in the far hash. Tigers down 21-0, but with 4 minutes and 13 seconds left to play in the half, a real opportunity here to get some points on the board before halftime. They just can't make any bad mistakes. Everyone kind of packed in there tight. Pistol formation, but kind of a power formation. Everyone's in the backfield. Hand off into the pile. Sidesteps the defender. Stiff arms the guy out to the 45.
Whoa.
Stiff arms another guy to the 50. He's still on his feet. 45 before getting pushed out of bounds. Great run there by Brooke Eiler. Big.
Yeah, pushed out on the play by number 18 for the Bearcat. That was Caleb Larson. But great job by Eiler. Three stiff arms there right in a row. And good, powerful running.
Breaks into the Kearney side of the field to the 41. A 19-yard gain for Eiler. Eiler's been having a good game here tonight.
Yeah, he's kind of been the big play man so far.
And a first down there. 4:04 left to play in the half. Tigers looking for their first points here in the ball game. All three of their timeouts. Pistol set. Handoff, left side. Into the pile around the left side. Good little
good
run there for Ray. Good yardage. Almost 10 yards. Actually, that was Bell on the carry.
Brought down the play by number 8. That was Carter Lee for Kearney. But good off-tackle play there by Bell. Good run.
And he's going to go from the 41 to the 34. So a 7-yard run for Bell. And in Kearney territory, which is the important thing. Second down and just 3. Pistol set. One wide receiver either way. Show and blitz. They're coming after him.
Oop.
Bell spins out of one defender's hands and into another one. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe. So Bell, not a whole lot there that time. That's coming up third down.
Brought down the play by 44. That's Sawyer Schleicke of Kearney.
Yep, they put it right back down on the 34.
So no gain on the play.
Third down and 3. Tigers in the center of the field at the 34-yard line of Kearney, trailing 21-0, nothing to lose. Fremont comes out over the football, shotgun set. 3 wide receivers, 2 to the right and 1 to the left. Oh boy, takes a snap, drops straight back, decent protection, has some time, throws over the right side, complete at the 20-yard line. He's tackled immediately, but a big gain on the play, and that's going to be Richmond with the reception once again.
Great job. Just a curl route. Richmond sat down in the open space. Good delivery by Bowboy on the play.
They're going to put it right on the 20-yard line. A 14-yard gain for Richmond.
Richmond's going to be the go-to receiver tonight for Fremont.
So Tigers with another first down. Takes a snap. Hands off right side to the 20-15. And get back inside. Bell gets shoved down into the 4-yard line. First and goal with 2 minutes to play in the half.
Right down the play by number 14. That's Caden John of Kearney. But another big run off the right side there for Bell.
Gotta like that. Another first down, too.
They marking that one at the 5, so 15
right
yards.
Right on the 5. So 15-yard gain for Bell.
Now Fremont's got a good groove going here.
Yeah, keep this rolling. Under 2 minutes to play in the half. Plenty of time. No need to rush this. Pistol formation. Just got to punch it in here. Pistol set. Boho Boy puts the man in motion, takes a snap, handoff into the pile, fakes it to the right, lowers the shoulder. Eiler gets close, just a yard shy, down to the 1 yard line.
Gain of four there. Looks like that was number 14 for Kearney. That was Caden John that brought him down at the one.
Yep, so they're going to say, yeah, second down to go from the 2 yard line. Everybody packed in the backfield. Pistol formation once again. Takes a snap. Design keeper for Dalton. Lowers the shoulder. I think they're going to push him right in. You betcha.
2 yard gain there.
Dalton with the score. And we'll give him 2 yards on the carry.
Just a quarterback sneak. Power formation. And Fremont's able to sneak one in here. And we are Fremont's right back in the game.
Assuming, yeah, that was Aiden Boaboy on the carry. So the Tigers on the scoreboard. Nate Jones to kick the extra point here. A minute 11 to play in the half now. The bad news is that's a lot of time for Kearney to do something here. It looks there's a holdup down on the field. Is it an extra guy for Kearney?
Yeah, it looks like they're jogging a guy off. Oh, they're subbing. Maybe he's hurt.
Yeah, or maybe there's an equipment issue because the officials look like they're the ones that are holding things up. The official was standing over the football there. 21-6. Here comes the extra point for the Tigers. Waiting on the snap. There's the snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. And we got flags complying in there as well. A defender for Kearney,
I think,
who is trying to draw him off sides, and so he might get called for that.
I think he came across into the neutral zone there.
Came too far into it. Yeah. So now the Tigers, do they keep the extra point and then get it forced on the kickoff, or is it a half the distance and now the offense might run a play?
Let's see what they do here. They're sending the offense back out there.
Well, the extra point team.
He made the extra point, right?
So the PA guy said the penalty was delay a game by Kearney.
Oh, is that the disconcerting signals? Maybe he was...
Oh, yep. That could be. So they're just going to line up for the extra point. Yeah. So it is a delay game as an official call there. He's doing it now. Okay, so it's the...
So he was simulating the snap count.
But I think... Did he say they declined it? Because they...
They made the extra point, didn't they? So
why were they going to make him...
Why would you re-kick it?
They're going to make him re-kick it. They're doing it again.
Maybe they're saying it was a dead ball?
Yeah, I guess so. Still a minute 11 to play in the half. 21-6. As we await this extra point, there's a snap. There's the kick. It looks pretty.
And he missed it.
No good. He must have missed it to the right. And they missed after the penalty. I believe he made it the first time.
He didn't make it the first time.
We'll take just a 30-second break. Kearney leading Fremont 21-6. We'll take a 30-second breather. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Fremont Hy-Vee is proud to sponsor local sports, and they know that you fans love your meat. Hy-Vee has all your favorites at the best prices right now. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve Steaks, always low prices on your favorite flavor of brats, boneless, skinless chicken breasts, chicken grillers, America's pork chops for the grill, and the best cuts of salmon and seafood. Shop online right now. Go to Hy-VeeIslesOnline.com and place that order. Your Fremont Hy-Vee, proud to be a part of local sports.
And welcome back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz. 21-6, Kearney with the lead over Fremont here at Heaton Field as the Tigers get ready to kick this one off after scoring a touchdown. And isn't that just how it goes? You finally get the touchdown, you get the extra point, a delay game on Kearney. Apparently they couldn't decline it, so they had to kick it again and then miss the extra point the second time after a penalty on the other team.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't decline that penalty, and I'm sure Coach Jennings is probably not happy about that.
So the Tigers will kick this one off from the 40-yard line. Nate Jones to put the boot to it. Tigers in all-black home jerseys with gold numerals and a gold stripe down the side. The black helmets. As we get ready to finish out the first half of play here. Ruling back deep to return this. Tigers still huddled up behind the football. I think they're still waiting on the official's whistle. There it is. And that starts the play clock as they spread across the width of the field. Let's go ahead and kick this one off. Tigers trailing 21-6. Kearney getting ready to get the ball back. as we get ready to close out the first half of play. Carney kind of sneaking up a little bit. He just stands there and kicks it. Doesn't even run and approach it as he fields it at the 5, up to the 10, the 15, over to the 20, 25. Has some blockers out in front. Brought down at about the 37-yard line. So a big return there for Carney with a minute 3 left to play in the half.
Fremont's defense holds one more time with a minute 3 to go. No, can't give up any points before halftime.
Can't let up now. Carney does get the ball to start the second half. 63 seconds left to play here in the first half. Shotgun formation. Here come the Bearcats. Novacek puts a man from the right side to the left side. Takes a snap. Hands off. Trying to get around the outside is Molina. Molina has a huge hole. Cuts to the outside. Back inside to the 40. In entire territory to the 30. It's a foot race to the end zone. No one's going to catch him. All the way home. Unbelievable.
64 yards.
A 64-yard run on first down.
Just what Fremont couldn't give up was points before half. And Molina for Carney just takes it 64 yards untouched.
When it rains, it pours. 52 seconds left to play in the half. Carney scores again 27-6. Here comes the extra point for the Bearcats. Oh, and the guy coming in late once again on special teams. It's Molina. Oh, I thought it was Molina. It's not Molina, though. So here comes the extra point by Jake Krotzel. It's up end over end, and it's good. 28-6. Carney with the lead over Fremont. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
This is Chuck Johansson, President and CEO of RVR Bank. Many of you knew us as First State Bank and Two Rivers Bank. Well, I'm excited to announce our new bank name. We are now RVR Bank, where relationships matter, values guide us, and providing financial results is our mission. Same people, same local ownership, RVR is your bank. Find us in Fremont, Arlington, Blair, and online at rvr.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Kiehl's Barbershop, for the best haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs, almost 20 years strong. Call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont. Enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont. Juice for the journey.
Welcome back. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz. 52 seconds left to play here in the half. Tigers trail Carney 28-6. Bearcats have the ball teed up at the 40-yard line as they get ready to kick this one off once again. Two guys back deep for the Tigers to return this back at their own 5-yard line. There's the kickoff. A high kick taken at the 5-yard line. Heads up down the center of the field to the 10-15, trying to get to the sideline. Changes direction back inside to the 23-yard line. So first and 10, Tigers at their own 23 with 44 seconds left to play here in the half. That was Eiler on the return.
Brought down the play by number 20, that's Keegan Hunt for Carney Bobcats.
So now what do the Tigers do? They come out and try to put some points on the board? Or do you just take a knee here? We've seen them do that before.
Yeah, you got 44 seconds, so
get out of the half. Shotgun formation, looks like they're going to run something here. Oh boy, takes a snap, hands off, Bell around the right side, runs into a defender at the 30-yard line, powers forward to the 32, so about a 9-yard gain by Bell.
Brought down the play by number 14, that's Caden John, and number 28, Ryan Meyer for Carney. Clock's ticking down, so it looks like maybe Fremont's content to take this one in.
Out to the 31-yard line, so an 8-yard gain for Bell. Second down and 2, 14, 13, 12 on the clock. I mean, if Fremont just try to run one more play, 10, 9, 8. Let's see if they actually snap it here. Shotgun set, 3 wide receivers. They got to get set. Takes a snap, one last play. It's Bell up the middle, around the right side to the 40. 45, 50, he'll be tackled at midfield, and that will do it for the first half of play. 28-6. Kearney will head to the locker room with the lead, and we'll take a three-minute break and be back with the halftime report right after this. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Hi, Sean Callahan here for Tommy's Express Car Wash on East 23rd in Fremont. Have you given the Unlimited Tommy Club a try? Just download the Tommy's Express app, and guess what? When you download it now, you get your first month free. That's the Tommy Club. Keeping your car clean every day, wash as many times as you want each month. The Tommy Club starts at just $24.99 per month. Sign up today at Tommy's Express Car Wash in Fremont.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
He started mowing her lawn every Sunday to earn money for his first car. She needed the help, and when money got tight, he kept doing it for free. So he never saved enough to buy that car for his 16th birthday. But it didn't matter, because she gave him the classic parked in her garage. Do the right thing, and good things happen. That's why we're not just a bank in Nebraska. We're Nebraska in a bank. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
Without our Sportscaster Club members, this broadcast wouldn't be possible. So thank you to Pruce Excavation, providing earthwork solutions for 45 years. Call 402-693-2517. Sawyer Construction, Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955. Tommy's Car Wash, keep it clean, Fremont. Weiss Plumbing, call Fremont's finest at 721-6908. Fremont Electric, superior electrical service for more than 45 years. J&R Concrete, commercial, industrial, residential, visit jnrcc.com.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At Inspro, INS.com on the web.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
And welcome back, hello everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz. It is halftime here. Halftime brought to you by Inspro Insurance. Proceeding with confidence, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, and Lincoln. Tough sledding there in that first half for the Tigers. They trail 28-6 here at the half. We've still got about 18 minutes left here of the halftime report. And, Fritz, the Tigers were putting some things together. They are having some successes, but you just can't shoot yourself in the foot against a team like Kearney.
Yeah, they would get moving the ball and just too many mistakes. We had times when the ball was snapped. The quarterback didn't even know the ball was snapped. He's still standing there looking at the center while Brooks Eiler is chasing the ball down for a 17-yard loss. Interceptions for touchdowns.
Punt block for a touchdown.
I mean, the Fremont defense has actually been playing fairly decent up until right before halftime before they let that 64-yard run go. But, you know, they were moving the ball at times in the first half, and you had one really good sustained drive that we saw right before halftime that got points up on the board for Fremont. But otherwise, there's just too much inconsistency out there, and you can't win against a good team when you keep shooting yourself in the foot.
Kearney ranked 7th, depending on which poll you go by, but ranks 7th in the Omaha World Herald, ranks 7th in Nebraska Preps. I think they're maybe ranked as low as 9 in one of the polls, but still, top 10 team.
They're good.
No matter which way you slice it, they're a solid team. And I would say the Tigers are really hanging in there with them. I mean, It doesn't seem like you can really say that with the score 28-6, but Tigers have had some big plays. The Tigers have been there, you know, stride for stride, except for the big mistakes. And that's really been the difference, is the big mistakes.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens when we come out in the second half. Like I was saying, you know, Fremont's defense was playing. I thought they were doing an excellent job tonight so far, right up until, let's see, there's 52 seconds left in the half when they let that 64-yard run take place where he ran and he was untouched for the full 64 yards. But otherwise, Fremont's been doing decent. Gave up points on special teams. The scoring started in the first with a block punt that made it 7-0. That was with 10 minutes and 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Fremont started out really rough, put themselves in a hole, and have been trying to dig themselves out since.
Absolutely. We've got about 15 and a half minutes left here of the halftime report. Looks like the Fremont band is making their way out onto the field, so we'll take another three-minute break and be back with more halftime show right after this. It's Kearney 28, Fremont 6, and you're listening to the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
To permanent scarring. At Skin Envy Dermatology in Fremont, our skincare specialists will work with you to find the right acne treatment for you. Most cases of acne can be effectively treated. The goal of acne treatment is to heal existing lesions, stop new lesions from forming, and prevent acne scars. Skin Envy Dermatology also provides procedures such as Botox and hydrofacials as well. Visit skinenvydermatology.com or call 402-936-6198 for your appointment today.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 7 or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 7 or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines, at InsproINS.com on the web.
Trust your heart to the team at Methodist for expert cardiac care that makes a life-changing difference. From specialized testing and imaging to comprehensive surgical options, including the most advanced procedures, we provide the personalized care that you expect from the Methodist name. Learn more about our heart and vascular care by visiting bestcare.org/heart. That's bestcare.org/heart. Methodist. The meaning of care. There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 7 or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 7 or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscasters Club members for making this broadcast possible. Christensen Lumber, since 1923, it's where the pros go. Yost Law Firm, get the attention you deserve. 721-6160. Sid Dillon, you are what drives us. In Fremont, Blair, Wahoo, Lincoln. And Great Plains Communications, your local technology partner with high-speed internet, video, and voice solutions for Nebraska's businesses. GPCOM.com.
And welcome back alongside Adam Fritz. I am Isaac Payton. We've got about 12 minutes left here of the halftime report as Kearney heads back to the locker room, leading 28-6 over the Tigers. That's the Fremont marching band you hear in the background as they play on here for the entertainment. The dance team finished up a few moments ago. And we'll go ahead and run through some of the stats here for you from the first half.
Yeah, we'll start out with the bright spots. We have DeVertis Bell, 11 carries, 66 yards. Brooks Eiler has 6 carries for 57 yards. And we have Aiden Boyboy, and he has 1 carry for 2 yards and a touchdown. Leading receiver on the night so far is Charles Richmond, 3 receptions for 46 yards. Passing, we have Michael Dalton, 2 for 5 for 32 yards and an interception. And we have Boaboy, 2 of 4 for 13 yards. So they've combined for 4 of 9 for 45 yards, 44% completion rate. So Fremont has 105 total rushing yards on the night so far and 45 yards through the air. So we're looking at even 150 on the night.
And that's just through the first half of action, 28-6. And we'll run through the scoring summary here quick for you as well. First for Kearney, they scored with 10:26 to play in the opening quarter. After the Tigers go three and out, the Bearcats get a blocked punt. We think Carter Lee blocked it and ended up jumping on the football in the end zone to go on top 7-0. Then, as we were closing out the first quarter, it was a 10-yard run by Abel Molina to put Kearney on top 14-0 there after the first quarter. In the second quarter, it was more of the same, but it was a 24-yard interception by Caleb Larson for Kearney, who run that one in to go on top 21-0. But then it was Fremont's turn with a minute 11 left in the first half. It was Aiden Boaboy on a quarterback keeper who runs it in for 2 yards to make it 21-6. And that, the six is a weird situation. They made the PAT, and then there was a penalty against the Bearcats that the Tigers couldn't decline, so they had to kick it again and then missed the second attempt. So ended up with 6 instead of 7. And then right before the half, the Tiger defense just needed to close it out. Couldn't do it. A big 64-yard run for Abel Molina. The Kratzel extra point was good to put Kearney on top 28-6 there before the half. And that's where we sit right now as the Fremont band plays the fight song, bringing the fans to their feet here. We've still got about 9.5 minutes left of the halftime report. We will take a 3-minute break and be back with second half adjustments right after this. It's Kearney leading Fremont 28-6, and you're listening to the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Sid Dillon Chevrolet is the place to shop the all-new lineup of Chevys. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, including medium-duty trucks and low-cab forwards. Whatever vehicle fits your lifestyle or needs, we're here to make the purchase process easy. Visit us in Fremont or shop SidDillonChevy.com to check out our full inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles today. Chevy, find new roads.
You are what drives us, Sid Dillon.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 7 or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 7 or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location, with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Kiehl's Barbershop, for the best haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs, almost 20 years strong, call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont, enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont, juice for the journey.
Fremont Public Schools is proud to be a sponsor of local sports. We are a Class A district serving a growing and diverse community from preschool to 12th grade while retaining an atmosphere one would expect in a small town like ours. Whether you are new to the community or your child has previously attended here, we extend our sincerest of welcomes to Fremont Public Schools. At Fremont Public Schools, we educate.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members. PB&J Welding Supply, your complete welding supply company right here in Fremont, 2635 North Broad Street. The Heritage at Shalimar Gardens, Living Better, Midland University. Schedule a campus visit and find out what it means to be a warrior. The Silver Dollar. Not everything that glitters is gold, but we're pretty sure it's probably silver. At the Silver Dollar, 18th and Bell Streets in Fremont. New Sporting Goods in Nebraska Sports, serving schools and teams with brand name athletic products for more than 50 years. Fremont, Lincoln, and Columbus. Nye Technology Solutions. Solutions made simple. Delivering exceptional quality, innovative, and affordable technology solutions in the Fremont area. Sawyer Construction. Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955.
We are at halftime here at Memorial Field. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz. 28-6, Kearney with the lead over the Tigers. Fremont will be kicking off to start the second half, which is still about 8 minutes away at this point. Fritz, let's take a look at some of the scores around the state.
Yeah, let's start with some local schools. We have... Just as my phone updates. Okay, we have Archbishop Bergen playing at Ponca. They are down 17-7 at halftime. Bennington is up 21-13 at halftime over Platt Smith High School. Mount Michael Benedictine is down 14-7 to Ralston at the half. Arlington is playing West Point Beamer High School, and Arlington is down 18-0 at halftime. Oakland Craig is leading Fort Calhoun 22-14 at halftime, and North Bend is up 22-7 over Grand Island Central Catholic at halftime. UTAN is blowing out Tri-County High School 42-0 at halftime. And Bryan High School and Benson. Benson, as you may recall, Isaac, last week was on the end of a 93-0 loss. So tonight they are playing, and they are down 47-0 at halftime. So their struggles continue. Pius the 10th is down or tied up 6-6 with Seward at halftime.
So those are some scores around the state. We've still got about 7 minutes here left of the halftime report. We will take another 3 minute break and be back with the start of the second half right after this. It's Kearney leading Fremont 28-6, and you're listening to the Big Dog 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
The right chiropractic care can play an important part in your overall health. Dr. Troy Brainerd at Brainerd Chiropractic can help you develop a plan that will work for you. He sees people of all ages this time of year who may have just started working out again, or maybe you were working in the garden, or moving a heavy box and tweaked your back. Brainerd Chiropractic can help you stay young and healthy with the right chiropractic care and a stretching program that will work. Call 727-8668 today or stop in to 1410 North Bell. Brainerd Chiropractic.
We'll take this time out to recognize our Sportscaster Club members, such as Lou's Sporting Goods in Nebraska Sports, serving schools and teams with brand-name athletic products for more than 50 years. Fremont, Lincoln, and Columbus. Nye Technology Solutions. Solutions made simple, delivering exceptional quality, innovative, and affordable technology solutions in the Fremont area. Sawyer Construction. Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955. And Great Plains Communications. Your local technology partner with high-speed internet, video, and voice solutions for Nebraska's businesses. GPCOM.com.
And welcome back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz. The Tigers are down on the field getting warmed up, but I think it might be a little early. I think that's the regular clock is down to 2.5 minutes, but I think they're going to add 3 minutes back on after that to let the players warm up, so they're getting just a head start on things.
Yeah, Kearney's not even out on the field yet, and their coaches are just now walking back across the field to come up to the booth. So, yeah, pretty much is out early, getting a little jump on the warm-ups to get the second half going.
So, Fritz, what adjustments are the Tigers going to have to make here in the second half?
Well, I think we started to see toward the end of the half that Fremont was starting to have some success on the ground, and right now they're sitting at, you know, 105 yards rushing on the ground, which isn't bad, but they started to have some sustained drives in that first half, and it was really keeping the ball on the ground And you had the various Bell and Brooks Eiler, who were carrying the ball and doing a great job there and getting big chunks of yardage. So I think you come back out and you try to do that again. Let's try to shorten up the game, try to get some points on the field or up on the scoreboard. But the defense, I think, for Fremont's been doing well. It's the Fremont offense that's scoring for Kearney. The block punt, the interception for the touchdown, and just putting the defense in bad spots. I mean, most of the first half was played over on Fremont's side of the field. We hardly ever saw Kearney get the ball on their side of the field. They always had a short field to go, and the defense held up pretty well. So I think you're kicking off here, you get them on their side of the field, get them three and out, and go out and try to pound that football again.
Absolutely. It looks like there's a player for Fremont gingerly making his way across the field as everyone else continues to get warmed up down on the field. Big thank you to all of our sponsors who help make these broadcasts possible. And Bowboy coming in for Dalton. They're about toward the back end of the first quarter. So I wonder if we'll see Dalton or if we'll see Bowboy starting us out in the second half.
Yeah, look, just watching down the sideline, I see Dalton warming up. I'm looking for Bowboy out there. I don't see him warming up, so I'm guessing we're going to see Dalton to start. But Bowboy really did kind of spark the offense when he came in there. He's the one that took him down the field, got the score in, made some big plays, but he also took some big hits, too, when he was trying to throw the ball. So it might be one of those where they're going to split time with the quarterbacks just to keep the guys fresh. And Dalton's going both ways. He's playing linebacker and quarterback tonight, so he does need a breather from time to time.
Bowboy, just a sophomore, and that's exactly right. That's what the coaches were saying last week in the postgame show was, with Dalton playing both ways, that the plan is usually to about that second, third, fourth series to let Bowboy come in and run that offense. And they've put the 3 minutes back up on the clock here. 28-6. We'll take one last two-minute break. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter right after this. It's Kearney leading Fremont 28-6, and you're listening to the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Fremont Hy-Vee is proud to sponsor local sports, and they know that you fans love your meat. Hy-Vee has all your favorites at the best prices right now. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve Steaks, always low prices on your favorite flavor of brats, boneless, skinless chicken breasts, chicken grillers, America's pork chops for the grill, and the best cuts of salmon and seafood. Shop online right now. Go to Hy-VeeIslesOnline.com and place that order. Your Fremont Hy-Vee, proud to be a part of local sports. Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At InsproINS.com on the web.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference was founded in 2000 and is proud of its academic and athletic excellence. Since the league began, we have had 31 NAIA National Team Championships and boast over 700 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes annually. To learn more about the GPAC, including fan protocols during COVID-19, go to our website at gpacsports.com or follow us on Twitter at gpacsports.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Kiehl's Barbershop, for the best haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs, almost 20 years strong, call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont, enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont, juice for the journey.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz. Tigers have the ball teed up at the 40-yard line as we get ready for second half action here. 28-6, Kearney with the lead. And they're going to start off with the football here in the second half. Just waiting on the clock to tick down. It's at 23, 22, 21. And the Tigers' defense is how we're going to have to start things off here in quarter number three.
Yep, and Fremont needs to come out on the field and get three and out, slow them down, keep them on that side of the field. Their punter has a pretty big leg on him, so you want to try to pin them deep so you can get some decent field position when you do take over the ball here in the second half.
And the clock goes to zero. And the Tigers can go ahead and get this third quarter started. As he gets the ball on the tee just how he likes it there. The Tigers all huddled up behind him. Nate Jones to kick this one off. They're still huddled up back behind him. For Kearney, they're all tucked in real close just in case Fremont tries something there. 12 minutes on the clock. The wind still blowing just ever so gently at the Fremont's back as Tigers will be kicking this one off from left to right. Two guys back deep to return this one, waiting at their own 5-yard line. There's the kickoff, and we are underway here in the second half. Taken up at the 11-yard line to the 15, the 20. To the 25, cuts the middle of the field to the 30. Goes backwards to the 25. Now cuts back up to the 30. Ooh. Gets hit hard down to the 34-yard line. Just like that. Oh, there's some... There's an official running in there, but I think everything's all right. But this will be first down 10 for Kearney out at their own 35-yard line.
Well, that's some good blocking there by the Kearney return team. Had a nice return there to set them up in good field position, but still on their side of the field. So see if the Fremont defense can continue to keep the offense in check here a little bit.
First and 10, ball on the Kearney 34-yard line. Ball in the center of the field, shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the left, put some wing in motion from the right side to the left side. Tigers showing blitz. Handoff trying to get to the outside.
Boy.
Molina, same play last time. Huge hole. He is going to take it all the way on the first play. 10-5. Touchdown. Abel Molina from the 34-yard line. I think that was the same play as the last one.
I do think it was the same play as the last one. This one's just a little bit longer, 66-yard run. Went untouched again, had a nice wall of white jerseys out in front of him, and he is fast, and you aren't going to catch him.
Here comes the extra point by Kratzel. 34-6, and here comes the extra point. He boots it through the uprights. 35-6, and the Bearcats strike on their first play, but a flag on the extra point. So we'll keep it here for just a moment and see what that is. But a 66-yard run to match his 64-yard run to end the first half.
His average jumped up pretty good there in those two carries.
That helps the old yards per carry for sure. And I still want to see what the penalty is. The teams are both on their respective sidelines.
There we go. We're going to...
The official...
Extra point. Good. Unsportsmanlike conduct all on Fremont.
So that's going to make the kickoff a little bit easier for the Bearcats. With your score 35-6, Kearney with the lead will take just a 30-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
This is Chuck Johansson, President and CEO of RVR Bank. Many of you knew us as First State Bank and Two Rivers Bank. Well, I'm excited to announce our new bank name. We are now RVR Bank, where relationships matter, values guide us, and providing financial results is our mission. Same people, same local ownership, RVR is your bank. Find us in Fremont, Arlington, Blair, and online at rvr.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz. 11:39 on the play here in the third quarter. 35-6. Kearney with the lead over Fremont. And maybe the official pointed the wrong way on that unsportsmanlike penalty on the extra point, because Kearney is now backed up. So instead of kicking from the 40, they'll be kicking from their own 25-yard line. So it was against the Bearcats. I thought maybe afterwards they were going to be offsetting maybe there too, but he may have just pointed the wrong way.
Yeah, it looks like he just pointed the wrong way because Kearney's kicking off from their own 25-yard line now. So Fremont should get some good field position here. See if they can get their offense moving.
So Eiler and Caden Ray back there to return for the Tigers, and they'll be receiving this at their own 15-yard line. So Tigers with an opportunity here. There's the kickoff. A beautiful kickoff taken up into the 20-yard line. Up to the 25, and he had to go down to make the catch. It was in front of him. He had to run up to make the catch, and he kind of put his knee down to field it, and he's going to be down right at about the 20-yard line.
Yeah, just inadvertently, as he got down there, he had his knee on the ground, caught the ball and stood up, and he looked surprised that they were blowing the whistle on him. So that hurts just a little bit. He could have returned that ball a little further upfield, but take it on the 20.
First and 10. Tigers on their own 20-yard line, trailing 35-6. Shotgun formation. Motion from right to left. Dalton in there at signal caller. He calls his own number. He'll pick up about 3 yards as he powers off the left sideline. A ball pops up at the end. Someone must have hit it out of his hands. Michael Dalton on the quarterback keeper.
Tackled by number 51, Bryce Anderson.
We'll give him 2 yards on the carry out to the 22-yard line. Second down and 8 for the Tigers as they move from left to right looking down onto the field. Just 40 seconds into the third quarter here. Tigers trailing 35-6. Shotgun set. 3 wide receivers to the right. Dalton takes a snap. Hands off Bell left side. Bell has some blockers, trying to cut to the outside, gets to the sideline, and then gets wrapped up and driven back. He'll pick up about 5 or so on the carry. That was Brooks Eiler on the carry.
Yeah, and looked like he was tackling the play by number 8. I'm going to say, yep, number 8, Carter Lee for Kearney.
So third down and 4. Ball on their own 26-yard line. Tigers still in their huddle. 10.5 to play here in the third quarter. 35-6, Kearney. Tigers in a pistol formation. The one running back behind Michael Dalton. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff.
Oh,
boost
boy.
To his left, right into the defender. Shakes him, throws, complete. Past the sticks, a yard more than they needed. Is able to get that one a hard pass into Max Cooper.
Yeah, tackled on the play there by number 8. That's Carter Lee bringing him down. But great job there by Dalton, avoiding the rush, showing some strength, and delivering a perfect pass.
Fresh set of downs for the Tigers at their own 31-yard line, trailing 35-6, 2 minutes into the third quarter. Ball on the far hash as they move from left to right. And again, really taking their time in the huddle. Play clock down to 14. Pistol formation once again. Cooper to his left. And that's Bell behind him in the backfield. Takes the snap, hands off. Bell into the pile around the right side. Stiff arms the defender. Cuts back inside. Has the first down, brought down. And actually, once again, now there's a Brooks Eiler on the carry again. But gets about 12 yards, maybe closer to 14. Let's see where they spot this out at the way out to the 46-yard line. Great run by Eiler.
Yeah, brought down the play by number 99. That's Ian Piper. 15-yard gain with the ball.
Tigers approaching midfield here, trailing 35-6. Fremont has been keeping it on the ground here on this drive. Pistol set once again. Dalton with a wide receiver either way, motions him into the backfield. Hands off, up the middle. Eiler runs right to a defender. Second guy able to bring him down. No gain on the play. Maybe squeaks out a yard.
It looks like we have a Kearney. The guy that made the tackle is down on the ground. His number.
By number 28.
Yeah, that's number 28. That's Ryan Meyer for Kearney, and he's down holding his knee. It looks like he's cramping up.
Yep. Trainer taking a look at him. We'll keep it right here for now with Kearney leading 35-6. 9 minutes exactly left to play here in the third quarter. Tigers talking it over in front of their sideline. Now Kearney heads over to their sideline, and so Fritz, Tigers offense has a little something going here.
Yeah, started out with a great play there by Michael Dalton on the critical third down play, showing some strength. It was under heavy pressure, avoided the rush, broke away from a potential sack, threw a perfect pass there to Max Cooper, kept the drive alive, and then Fremont's been pounding it out on the ground with Brooks Eiler making some nice big runs so far this drive. He's had a 15-yard run there just his last one and got Fremont set up pretty good here right around midfield.
Dalton doing a good job on that pass. He had a defender right back there with him. He somehow gets away from him and gets the pass off. So that was a beauty just to see that as the Kearney player able to be helped to his feet. Looks like he'll be all right. We can resume the action here. Second down and 9 for the Tigers at their own 47-yard line. 9 minutes to play here the third quarter.
Yeah, it tends to happen after halftime. You go in there, sit down, and muscles relax, and you get back out there and start cramping right back up.
Fremont walking back out onto the field. Ball on the near hash as they move from left to right, looking down onto the field. 9 minutes to go here in the third, trailing 35-6. Michael Dalton in the backfield. It's going to be a shotgun set under the lights exclusively here at Memorial Field. Two wide receivers to the short side of the field. There's a whistle from the official, and we can resume action. Dalton steps up. Calls for the ball, takes a snap, looking to throw. Has a man in the flat. It's complete to Eiler, but he lost the ball. Was it incomplete? Incomplete, says the official. Looked like that was maybe a completion and then a fumble. But the official there says he never had possession of the ball. So it's just a big incompletion. But the bad news, 3rd and 9 for the Tigers.
Yeah, kind of a break that wasn't called a fumble because I believe Kearney jumped on the ball. So that would have been another one of those critical mistakes. So Fremont gets another shot at it at least here on 3rd and 9.
3rd and 9, Tigers at their own 47-yard line. They need to get to the 44-yard line of Kearney for the first down. 3rd and long, ball in the near hash. Under 9 minutes to play in the third quarter. Shotgun set, 3 wide receivers to the left. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Dalton with some time, gets hit in the pocket. And that ball came out, scooped up by the Bearcats. He's tackled from behind to the Fremont 25-yard line.
Flags went out.
Flags come flying in after. And I guess who got it.
Looks like that was
I think it was number 6. That's Reese Bertrand. He's a 6'2", 214-pound junior linebacker. And he may have been in there on the hit as well.
Yeah, it looked like Dalton got hit from behind. He's trying to argue his point right now to the refs, but that looked like a fumble to me. Ball went backwards. Sideline warning on Fremont. Oh, on Kearney. That was the flag that came flying up.
Sideline warning on Kearney.
But it will be their Kearney's ball.
First and 10, Kearney at the Fremont 25. Kearney leading 35-6. 8:38 left to play here in quarter number 3. Here come the Bearcats. Ball in the far hash. Spread across the length of the width of the field. 4 wide receivers, 2 either way. Shotgun formation. Novacek takes a snap. Hands off. Nope, he still got it. He faked it. A bunch of defenders went after the running back. Novacek will keep it himself. Griffin gets it all the way down to the 10-yard line, about a 15-yard quarterback keeper. Both of the defenders went after the running back, bit on the fake, and he made him pay.
Yeah, right up the middle, and last guy there, Landon Sherman, brought him down. Otherwise, that would have been 6 points and another touchdown for Kearney. But
first and goal, 10 yards away. Kearney in the red zone, leading 35-6, approaching the 8-minute mark here in quarter number 3. Shotgun set, handoff up the middle, just follows in behind those big uglies up front, gets down to about the 2, maybe the 3-yard line, but big run there by Randolph.
Looked like he was tackled on the play by number 76, Cole Hazen, and 81, Ethan Peterson.
So they're going to give him 6 on the carry, second down and goal from the 4. 7:48 left to play here in the third quarter. Kearney leading 35-6. Shotgun formation. 2 wide receivers to the short side of the field. 1 split far from the formation here on the near side. Takes a snap. Handoff right up the middle again. This time he walks in untouched. A 4-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, it looked like that was number 4. Or no, number 4. Eli Randolph.
Randolph stayed in there and got his first down, first touchdown carry of the game. Molina has, I think, 3 of them. 41-6.
On to attempt the extra point.
Here comes the extra point from the Bearcats. 7:32 to play in the third. There's the hold. There's the kick. It's a line drive kick.
Missed
it. Is no good. 41-6, 7:32 to play in the third. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football and the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Hi, this is Ryan at Tommy's Express. As front runners in the car wash industry, Tommy's Express uses state-of-the-art equipment to ensure a clean, shiny, and dry vehicle in minutes. Want to see for yourself? Just stop by our cashier window or download our app and use one of our app links. We'll scan your license plate. No phones or stickers needed. When the gate goes up, you're next in line. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy your wash. But that's not all. Tommy Express helps you complete the clean with our free floor mat washers and vacuum. What are you waiting for? Stop by Tommy's Express in Fremont today.
We're taking this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Nebraska Medical. They are the leading provider in medical supplies in the Midwest, specializing in durable medical equipment, wound care, urology, and respiratory care. Quality dry cleaning, offering professional spot removal, environmentally safe wet cleaning, and dry cleaning service that is courteous and prompt. They launder, press, and tailor so you don't have to. Call 727-1400. And Fremont Builder Supply, the locally owned lumber yard, operated by the people who live next door, serving the area since 1976.
And welcome back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz. 7:32 left to play in the third, 41-6. Kearney with the lead. Tigers getting ready to get the ball back. There's the kickoff as we resume action. Now he's going to go over his head into the end zone for a touchback. Tigers have the ball first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
Well, 7:32 to go here, Isaac, in the third. Fremont's down 35. So I believe now we are at the running clock rule.
Yep, so we'll be a running clock unless the Tigers can score. Get that clock to stop when it's supposed to. Fremont breaks their huddle and comes out over the football. Ball their own 20, shotgun set. Four wide receivers, two to a side. Oh, boy, I believe he's back in there. Yes, it is. Hands off, trying to get around the outside. Does to the 25. Leapfrogs between a couple of guys and gets out to the 29-yard line. That's going to be Brooks Eiler on the carry.
Yeah, tackle on the play by number 20, Keegan Hunt. And Eiler gets up slow. I think maybe he's cramping, too.
So about an 8-yard gain. Second down and two.
8-yard gain brings up second down.
7 minutes to play here in the third. 35-point lead for the Bearcats. Shotgun formation for the Tigers and Aiden Boboy. Boboy checks the wideouts. Handoff up the middle. Slips through a couple defenders. Has the first down. Falls forward. Outs it off the 33-yard line. That time it was Bell's turn. Gets good yardage and, more importantly, moves the chains.
Yep, good first down run there. Powering up the middle and falling backwards on the play.
First down and 10. Tigers at their own 32. 6.5 to play.
He's running clocks now. This quarter will go fast.
Tigers look to want to keep it on the ground here. But they've got four wide receivers, three to the wide side of the field and one here to the near side. So he's got a lot of wide receiver targets. Oh, boy, fakes the handoff, but he's
his
blocks. Did he get hit? I think Boboy had his pass blocked there, but he faked the handoff. Nobody was there running by him. And then he went to throw it, and there was just, by that time, the defenders had caught up to him and were able to knock that one up in the air.
Yeah, not fooling anyone when you do a handoff to no one.
Second down and 10. On that incompletion.
Lucky that ball wasn't intercepted.
Double tight end set here. Two wide receivers to the left. Boboy takes a snap, handoff. Trying to get around the right side, just a lot of defenders. He stiff arms all of them, gets past them out to about the 38-yard line.
Good job running.
Bell, yeah. He had two wide jerseys greeting him as soon as he got outside the tackles, but he just stiff armed both of them and got some good yardage there. It's going to bring up third and about four.
Yeah, good 6-yard run there. Tough run, too. He earned every yard.
6-yard
third down and four. Ball in the near hash. Tigers moving from left to right, trailing 41-6 here at home against the number 7th ranked Kearney Bearcats. Shotgun set. Three wide receivers to the left for Boboy. He'll take the snap. He'll want to throw. They're coming after him. He gets this one off. Heaves one to the sideline. Has a man. Ooh. Incomplete.
Oh, he pushed him.
Had almost a shot at that one. Intended for Caden Ray over on the far sideline. Some contact not called by the official.
Intended for number 21, no. Caden Ray. Defended on the play by number 10.
But that's going to bring out the punt team on the incompletion. So Tigers on their own 38. The drive stalls out with a fourth and four. Ryan Dix to punt this one away. Someone coming in there late for the Tigers. Okay, it's Cooper. He's one of the up backs there. He's going to help block for him. Clock down to 4:18.
Oh,
it's a high snap. He's able
catch.
To pull it in, though. Gets the punt off.
Good punt.
Fair catch called for at the 20.
But he
lost it and just dives up in front of it and bounces right back into his arms. So he ends up with 3-yard gain, even though it was just a fair catch, because he bobbled it forward beyond the 33 instead of the 30.
Yeah, unfortunate bounce there for Fremont. It just, he muffed it. It went about 3 yards in front of him and bounced straight back to him.
So 3:50 left to play. Clock continues to wind down despite the change of possession here as Kearney gets it back on their own 33-yard line. 41-6.
Looks like we got a new quarterback in there for Kearney. If I can get his number here. 93.
Kratzel in there. He's also the kicker. Hand off right side and he gets to the corner, has the first down. And someone has a handful of jersey on the far side. But that was Sam Nectigal on the return.
And looks like maybe Kearney had put in their second team offense here. Try to get them some reps.
Yep, I think so. Nectigal, 163-pound junior. For the Bearcats. 3 minutes to play in the third. Ball in the far hash. Ball on their own 44-yard line. First down and 10. Shotgun formation. Two wide out to the right. One to the left. A wing to the left of the formation as well.
Real wide splits down here at the bottom.
Handoff right up the middle through the heart of the defense. And a huge run. There goes Nectigal. Picks up about 20 yards into Tiger territory to maybe the 34-yard line.
He was brought down in the play by number 7. That was Charles Richmond getting him down to the ground. It's 21 there for Kearney, that Sam Nechigal. He's a pretty fast guy, too. 5'8", 163. And he's got some wheels and got some good moves.
Down to the Tiger, 34-yard line. Ball in the far hash. Kearney moving from right to left. Looking down onto the field, leading 41-6. And looking to add to it with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left here in the third quarter. Shotgun set, two wide receivers to the left. Tiger defense switching sides. Long cadence, takes a snap, hands it off again. Cuts back inside. I don't think it's Nectigal that this time. Oh, yeah, it is. It is still Sam Nectigal, the junior running back, gets the call again. He's down to about the Tiger, 26.
Tackled by 53, Preston Wagner.
Still picks up 8 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Second down and 2.
8 yard gain. Down.
Kearney approaching the Tiger red zone here. Minute 35 to play here in the third quarter. Shotgun set. Kratzel still in there at quarterback for Kearney. Takes a snap. Hands off. Gives it to Nectigal. He gets bent, driven back. They're probably going to get forward progress for maybe a loss of a yard or two.
Yeah, tackled by a host of Tigers on the play. That is number 76. That was Cole Hazen and Max Cooper on the play.
Yeah, so it looks like they're going to basically put it back to the line of scrimmage. So no gain on the play. 60 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 41-6, Kearney with the lead. They may run. They may just run one more play here. Kearney breaks their huddle. Spreads across the field. Two wide receivers to the right and two to the left for the Bearcats. Kratzel takes a snap. Bobbles a snap in the backfield. It's loose. Fremont looks like they have it.
Number 81, I believe that's Ethan Peterson, jumped on the ball. Let's see, he comes up with it. Yep, there he is.
Right on it, yep. Tigers get it on the turnover. First and 10 Tigers at their own 31-yard line after the fumble. And the clock just continues to go. Let's see if they hurry up and try to run a play here. 20 seconds on the clock. 19, 18, 17. They're not even going to run up.
They're walking off.
They're coming back off. 41-6, Kearney with the lead, but the Tigers will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. You're listening to Fremont Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
started mowing her lawn every Sunday to earn money for his first car. She needed the help, and when money got tight, he kept doing it for free. So he never saved enough to buy that car for his 16th birthday. But it didn't matter, because she gave him the classic parked in her garage. Do the right thing, and good things happen. That's why we're not just a bank in Nebraska. We're Nebraska in a bank. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
Without our Sportscaster Club members, this broadcast wouldn't be possible. So thank you to Pruce Excavation, providing earthwork solutions for 45 years. Call 402-693-2517. Sawyer Construction, Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955. Tommy's Car Wash, keep it clean, Fremont. Weiss Plumbing, call Fremont's Finest at 721-6908. Fremont Electric, superior electrical service for more than 45 years. J&R Concrete, commercial, industrial, residential, visit jnrcc.com.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At Inspro, INS.com on the web.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town. Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hearst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hearst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
And welcome back. It is the fourth and final quarter of play. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz. 11:30 left to play in the ball game. 41-6. Kearney with the lead. The Tigers ran a play there. Bell on the carry, but then had it fumbled. Had a couple of yards, fumbled it, but then Tigers able to get it back. It's second down and 10 at their own 32-yard line. Shotgun formation. There's the snap to Boa Boy. Looking, still looking, finally throws.
Oh, boy.
The man, throws it away, has the defensive back. He's heading to the end zone. He gets tackled inside the 20 to about the 19-yard line. So it's picked off on the pass. Looks like the receiver stopped running and did a hitch. But he threw it like he was going to keep going down the field, threw it right to the defender. And just like that, Kearney gets the ball back.
Yeah, tackling the play by number 81, Ethan Peterson of Fremont. He saved another pick six. But... oh, we got a player down. Looks like we got another cramp, a Fremont player down on the ground.
Yep, over there on that far side. So the clock does stop on injuries. 41-6, Kearney with the lead and the ball. Kearney with just two timeouts left. Ball on the 19-yard line of Fremont on the far hash. As we get ready to finish this one out, depending on how long the Fremont player takes there to get that cramp out. So tough one tonight for the Tigers. They will be in action again, though, next week as they travel to Lincoln Northeast. That's going to be a Thursday night game. As looks like he's up and walking off the field under his own power. Is that Cade Murray, I think?
That's Ethan Peterson Ethan coming Peterson. Off the field. Made the tackle and cramped up. That's his reward.
41-6, Kearney with the lead and the ball at the Fremont 19-yard line. Adam Fritz and Isaac Payton on the call here for you tonight. Kearney breaks their huddle and comes out over the football. Ball on the far hash. Two wide receivers on the short side of the field. Takes a snap, quick toss to the running back, looking for a full get to the outside. Has the first down, spun down inside the 5-yard line. A big run on first down.
Tackle on the play by number 76. That's Cole Hazen for the Tigers.
Tackle on the play by the Tigers, number 76, Cole Hazen.
Sam neck to goal. On the carry. And they're actually going to place it at the 8-yard line. So it's first and goal from the 8. Kearney breaks their huddle. Comes out over the football. Under 10 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Shotgun formation. Krotzel. Takes a snap. Hands off. Negative. Lost in the pile. It's back in the backfield. He'll dock. It's going to be Krotzel who dives back over after him, but a loss of about, I don't know, 8 yards or so. Krotzel able just happened to see it come shooting all the way back there.
It looked like the play was about dead, and then all of a sudden you see the ball just come shooting out of the middle of the pile there, and Krotzel just happened to be standing there and dove on the ball.
So we've seen a couple fumbles now from Sam Natchigal. Again, just a junior for the Bearcats. 9 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the ball game. Takes the shotgun snap. Natchigal again around the right side, running at full speed. Cuts back outside. Still on his feet, refusing to go down.
Still going.
Out to about the 5-yard line. Finally being tackled by all the rest of the Tigers. But he was shedding tackles left and right, showing good speed, good power, and that time he held on to the ball.
Yeah. Initially, Charles Richmond came up and hit him, but he just kept going, and then a host of Tigers got to him. I think I saw Dalton in there. I saw Ethan Peterson over there pushing him out of bounds.
8:38 left to play. 41-6, Kearney with the lead and the ball. It's third down and goal. Shotgun formation, three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Ball in the near hash. The motion, one wide receiver from the left to the right. So two sides are even. Takes a snap, he's going to run to the right. Pitches it out. Has Natchigal, goes out of bounds about the 5-yard line. Yeah, just kind of ran out of room on that side.
Push out of bounds on the play by 7, Charles Richmond for the Tigers.
We're going to give him a yard on the pitch, so it's going to be 4th and goal, 4 yards out. Tiger defense trying to make a play right here. 4th and goal, keeping the Bearcats out of the end zone. Kearney leading 41-6, 7:40 left to play. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Shotgun set, one running back. Krotzel takes it, hands it to him. Natchigal, powering it himself, gets close.
Down about the
one. Down at the one, just a yard shy.
It was close. Looks like he was brought down the play by number 53 for Fremont. That's Preston Wagner.
So turnover on downs will give the ball back to Fremont. But the bad news is they're about 99 yards away from the end zone.
Yeah.
Looks like it might be the 2-yard line. So good news is it's first down Tigers, and they did stop them from scoring. Now let's see if this offense can get out of the shadows of their own goalposts.
Let's see who's coming in here. Looks like Dalton's back in at quarterback.
Nate Jones is in there. Max Cooper, I think I saw go in there. So a lot of the starters still for Fremont, which a lot of their starters are still underclassmen. So it's not like shotgun formation is going to be Michael Dalton taking the snap in his own end zone. Hands off. Bell.
Here he got away.
Gets to the outside. He's to the 30. Trying to push him out of bounds into Kearney. Sideline has a huge gain, but Tavarius Bell with a big run there. If he could just stay in bounds after that push, he could have taken it the distance.
I thought he was going to take it. He was outrunning everybody. He outran the angle.
It was close.
And 31-yard run, right?
Clock keeps going.
30-yard run.
Now with some breathing room out to the 32-yard line. So, yeah, 30-yard run for Bell. Under 6 minutes to play. Tigers trailing 41-6. Let's see if we can't put together a scoring drive here.
And the game on a good note. Get some momentum going into next week.
Pistol formation. A running back to the left and behind. Dalton. He'll take the snap. Hands off.
Ooh.
And actually, that's not. Yeah, there's Michael Dalton in there. Eiler with nowhere to go, though. He'll be tackled for a couple-yard loss. The defense got into the backfield as fast as he did.
Yeah, that's tackle for loss there by 68, Dylan Hessager for Kearney, and he is a 5'11", 177-pound junior defensive lineman for the Bearcats.
Easton Siza checking in there, along with a couple other Tigers. 5:15 to play in the ballgame. 41-6, Kearney with the lead. Tigers with the ball, but backed up. It's second and long from their own 30-yard line. They need 12 yards here. Shotgun set. Dalton with three wide receivers to his left. Takes a snap. It's a little bit high. Hands it off. Into traffic.
Eiler
spun out of it. He had two guys standing.
Another spin.
Spin out of another one. Tackle from behind. Out to the 45-yard line. That's a first down. And how about that for a run?
Eiler still running hard here late in the game. brought down the plate by number 42. That's Luke Broccoli, the 6'5", 195-pound linebacker.
Brooke Eiler with a beauty of a run right there. He was sandwiched, spun out of it. A defender gets him, tried to throw him to the ground. He just kind of spun out of that one. He kept going. There's some confusion on the play. It looks like they're getting ready with a lot of the backups. 4:20 left to play. 9 seconds on the play clock. They may be forced to take a timeout here. 41-6.
Timeout.
Carney with the lead. There's the timeout by the Tigers. We'll take one as well. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Fremont Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Hi, this is Deb Baker, owner and provider of Skin Envy Dermatology. Did you know 1 in 3 teenagers will suffer from acne? At Skin Envy Dermatology in Fremont, I will work with you to customize the right treatment. The goal of acne treatment is to heal existing lesions, stop new lesions from forming, and prevent acne scars. Skin Envy is a patient-centered dermatology clinic. Visit skinenvydermatology.com or call 402-936-6198 for your appointment today.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 7 or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 7 or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location, with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
And there's a run by the Tigers. That's number 32, Drew Carlson. He's a 5'10", 170-pound sophomore running back for the Tigers. A lot of backups in there now for the Tigers as well. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz. It's 41-6. Carney with the lead over the Tigers, but it is Fremont football. It's going to be second down and 11 from their own 44 after that loss on the running play. Shotgun formation, 4 wide receivers, 2 to a side. And then their quarterback is Will Schleicher. He's the sophomore quarterback. Hand off into the pile. Picks up a yard, maybe 2, as they go right up the middle. Drew Carlson again, the carrier.
A lot of young players in there getting experience right now. I think that's always very key for your developmental and future football teams here at Fremont. So
yeah, but the difference is Carney put in their backups. They're all juniors.
Yeah.
Fremont puts in their backups. They're all sophomores.
Yes.
3 minutes to play here in this one. 41-6. Carney with the lead. Tigers with the ball at their own 45-yard line. They need 10 yards here on third down. Shotgun formation. Schleicher takes a snap. Running to his right. Design quarterback keeper. He gets into a defender. Ooh. They tried to rip the ball out. He holds on to it. They're going to give him a yard on the quarterback keeper. So it's 4th and 9. Let's get the Tigers go ahead and punt here. Looks like the punt team's coming out. 2:38. Let's play in this one.
Just kind of hoping to see Brooks Eiler stay in there just a little bit longer. He's just under 100 yards on the night.
Ryan Dix to punt this one away for the Tigers. They're probably going to work out. They didn't.
Oh,
they snapped it already with 10 seconds on the play clock. He has to go back to field. They don't lost it. It's loose. Still loose.
Jumped
picked
on
up by the Tigers at the 10-yard line. It's Fremont ball. I want to see the signal from the official, though. It's Fremont ball. The official's not signaling it, but
number 42,
off.
That's Levi Blackbonnet for the Tigers, recovering that.
So Fremont will get the ball. First and 10 on the 10-yard line. So it's first and goal from the 10 for the Tigers. They've only got a minute 45 to work with, though, as the clock still just winds down. They don't even have their offense out there yet.
Yeah, they're still in the huddle on the sideline. They've got to get out there or they're going to run out of time.
18 seconds on the play clock. A lot of different teams out there for the Tigers. Let's see. It looks like Drew Carlson is in there. Looks like Will Schleicher is going to be the quarterback. He's going to stay in there. Takes a snap. Hand off into the pile, trying to get around the left side. Stiff arms the defender. Slips past a couple guys. And then finally gets tackled. He got to about the 7-yard line. Carlson on the carry. 70 seconds to play.
Brought down the plate by Rhett Mundorf of Kearney, but nice run there. 3-yard gain brings up by Drew Carlson. Good tough run. Only 3 yards, but broke quite a few tackles to get that three.
Hey, I like seeing that power running, slipping through it, slipping through the tackles. 41-6. Kearney with the lead. Tigers with a chance to score here. Second and goal, 7 yards out, shotgun set. Oh, someone's coming in late for the Tigers. Looks like that's Ryan Newell coming in there. He's a running back. Maybe playing tight end here. Takes a snap, design keeper. Ooh, Schleicher runs right into a defender who pulls him back. He maybe got back to the 7 yard line. 25 seconds on the clock. Tigers got to think they want to punch one in here to end the game.
I think he was tackling the plate there by that number 8, Carter Lee. Is Carter Lee back in there? No, it's number 9. That is Trevor Peterson making the tackle.
Timeout taken by the Tigers with 19 seconds left. I think they do want to score here quickly. 41-6, Kearney with the lead. Will take just a 30-second break. Be right back with the conclusion of this one. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB. And we may just keep it right here for now as the Tigers, with 19.2 seconds on the clock, have the ball. It's third and goal from the 8-yard line after a fumbled punt. Tiger offense wanting to punch it in. So let's see what the Tigers draw up here. Roel Schleicher at the helm. Shotgun set, one wide receiver to the left, double tight ends. Tigers have run out of this formation most of the time tonight. Are they missing a player?
Same guy.
Yep, it is. Coming in late is Ryan Newell. And they might be forced to use another timeout. He comes up in that H spot like it's a wing inside the formation. It's going to be a pass. Schleicher close to Manson. Has a man. He was there, but he fell down. He was open somehow. But he fell down, lost his footing in the end zone. That was Easton Sizer with a chance. The sophomore wide out just loses his footing. The clock continues to wind down despite the incompletion.
Oh,
two,
tough break.
One. And the Tigers come away empty-handed on that possession. 41-6. Kearney gets the victory. The players line up at midfield to shake hands. We will take a two-minute break and be back with the post-game show right after this. You're listening to Fremont Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Trust your heart to the team at Methodist for expert cardiac care that makes a life-changing difference. From specialized testing and imaging to comprehensive surgical options, including the most advanced procedures, we provide the personalized care that you expect from the Methodist name. Learn more about our heart and vascular care by visiting bestcare.org/heart. That's bestcare.org/heart. Methodist, the meaning of care.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At InsproINS.com on the web.
Sid Dillon Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac and Mazda in Fremont is the place for your next new vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. We have the selection for you, and buying your vehicle is easy. Whether you shop online or at our dealerships, however you choose, our dedicated team is ready to help. Visit Sid Dillon in Fremont or shop our entire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles online at SidDillon.com.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscasters Club members for making this broadcast possible. Christensen Lumber, since 1923, it's where the pros go. Yost Law Firm, get the attention you deserve. 721-6160. Sid Dillon, you are what drives us. In Fremont, Blair, Wahoo, Lincoln. And Great Plains Communications, your local technology partner with high-speed internet, video, and voice solutions for Nebraska's businesses. GPCOM.com.
And welcome back, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Adam Fritz as this one comes to an end. Kearney getting the victory 41-6 over the Tigers as we'll move things right along to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Pinnacle Bank. The way banking should be, with three convenient locations in Fremont. We're joined with Coach Why Not here in the coach's corner. And Coach, tough one tonight. We knew we had our hands full with Kearney. The Bearcats get the victory. Talk a little bit about the offensive game plan for this one.
It's not a secret that we have to be a run-heavy offense. We're not particularly great right now throwing the ball. I think we have two really good running backs. I think DeVarius Bell and Brooks Eilers both ran really well against last week and then again today against Kearney's rated number 5 in the state, and they looked every bit of that tonight. They got some athletes out there, but I thought our effort was good. We're not the kind of team that can have a great play and then snap a ball over our quarterback's head for 20 yards, and then fumble a snap and get a block kick against us. And nobody wants that to happen. It's just things that are happening, and we have to clean up. But at times we moved the ball really well and did some great things. Need to do a better job of reading some pass coverage. Kearney's great at disguising. You saw him press and bail and roll their coverages. And those are things with quarterbacks that we just got to keep working on. So many looks that they present with you. They bring people off the edge. 20 and 44 are as good outside backers as we're going to see. So just things that we got to keep working on. So I thought our effort was good. We just got to be better at the execution part.
Yeah, that sounds exactly right. We'd have a great play. We'd make it something big and then do something to just shoot ourselves in the foot and then kind of give it all back.
Yeah, and that's frustrating, and that kind of wears on you. And we talk a lot about next play. But I thought we came out and did good things. And, you know, the other thing is we've talked about this before. It's field position is a big deal. And when people can kick the ball into the end zone continually on kickoffs, you got a punter that can pull through. It makes it tough. Having to go 80 yards in high school football is difficult. And especially when you got to grind. I really do think our kids do a good job and they work hard. And it's unfortunate now, you know, we've played kind of a grinder schedule. I mean, Capitol's rated. And, rated, and now we got to come out. On a short week, we go to Northeast. You know, the weather's supposed to get really hot. We worry about the wet bulb index that the NSA puts out now. We ran into that problem last week. It looks like early morning practices could be on the way. So we have to adjust our routine again, but I think we've been really good at doing what we've asked them to do, and we just got to stay in there, and hopefully next week we will make feel a lot better when it's over next week.
Absolutely. We're joined with Coach Why Not here in the coach's corner. Again, the Tigers fall at home 41-6 to Kearney. Tough one tonight. But, Coach, talk a little bit about defensively. I really felt defense, for the most part, was keeping it at bay. Had some series where we were able to stop them, but just couldn't hang with them for the fourth quarter.
I think our defense played probably the best half they've played all year. I mean, behind the fault of them, I thought they played really well and were well prepared. It was just kind of the opposite of what happened last week. I thought offensively we were real efficient, held the ball a long time, we gave up quick scores today. The offense dropped a little bit, turned it over, and the defense kept.